is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Doctored videos are a hallmark of authoritarian regimes. It seems forever ago when the use of facial identification software in detecting members of the Crown Prince's security detail implicated them in the murder of Khashoggi, the dissident and journalist in the Saudi Arabian embassy office in Istanbul. I found the assassination frightening, but I also raised the red flag on the likely abuse that governments, both democratic and authoritarian, might use of this new, powerful, and somewhat frightening tool. More recently, the endless Facebook foul-ups, the almost seamless ability to put the faces of people on violent and pornographic images and videos, including former President Obama, has been a subject of our concern as well. The role it played in inciting genocide in Myanmar and communalist outrage and killings in India is well known. We are not naive. Certainly these tools were mastered in the U.S. and in rich industrial countries in our tech waste and wonderlands before they were able to put real blood on the knives of hate. Nonetheless, to see doctored videos pushed out of the White House by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the press spokesperson, in order to defend the indefensible barring of a CNN reporter from press briefings and the White House is appalling. It smacks of the common practices of dictatorships that we abhor. Doctored videos are plainly and simply nothing more than propaganda and are hallmarks of authoritarian regimes. If you missed it, the president in a rare open press conference after the midterm elections became offended at the questions being asked by Jim Acosta, a CNN White House reporter, calling him rude for persisting to ask him about Russia and the like, and in turn was dispatched to take the microphone from him. He held on when she tried to grab it, saying, "Excuse me, ma'am, the doctored video that reports now say was done by the notorious and infamous Alex Jones and his much-scorned InfoWars shop makes it appear like Acosta more aggressively chopped his hand down at the intern and deletes his, "Excuse me, ma'am." In and of itself, you might say, whatever, no big deal, they'll work it out. Wrong. This is the marker of another place where the waters rose on the flood wall before it swept us all away. First, the barrage of constant lies and fabrications from the White House and the president that now numbers on average more than 7 daily. Now we have deliberately doctored videos released with the White House seal of approval as legitimate in order to divide the country and justify curtailment of freedom of speech and freedom of the press. What's next when there are now no limits? I shudder to think, but it must be stopped. We've seen a historic number of at least 100 women elected to Congress for the coming term as part of the long footprint of the resistance. We've seen 20,000 Google employees, part of the high-tech priesthood of contemporary business and society, walk out over forced arbitration and sexual abuse policies. We've even seen booksellers strike Amazon for borrowing books from purveyors in several countries. In all cases, these actions were successful. Why are reporters talking about CNN filing a lawsuit rather than standing together collectively to protest this propaganda assault with fabricated video? There's a lesson in recent actions. If some people protest, other people will stand up and support. If there is no protest, we continue to lose the semblance of rights we still have. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.